Okay, let's say this week's parsha is Parshas Balak. So I'm always intrigued by the pasuk Perichov Beis pasuk of Ches. Vayiftach Hashem es pi ha'oson vatomer lebilo me'asiso l'chaki kisani zeh sholosh regolim. Now what I do to you that you hit me three times? Ki kisani zeh Sholosh Regolim. So Regolim just means three times. Sholosh Regolim means Sholosh Pa'amim. What I do with you that you hit me three times? So the question that Rashi deals with and others is, if you want to say three times, so the normal way of saying three times is Sholosh Pa'amim. Why do you have to say Sholosh Regolim? And that's what the Leket Bar here says, what was bothering Rashi. So Rashi says, "Zeshalosh regolim ramaz lo atam evakesh lakor uma hachogeges shalosh regolim bashana." That you want to destroy a nation that keeps the three regolim. So you know you want to curse them. So that's the Osun said to Bilam. So the question that people raise, the Shem Yishmol talks about this, is, I don't understand, you could say that about so many mitzvahs. You can say, the nation that keeps, that wears tefillin, the nation that puts on tzitzis, you want to do, why is the Sholosh Regolim aspect the defining point that you can't destroy this nation, they keep the Sholosh Regolim? That's the question. Uma Masis Lachaki Kisani Zashol Shogolim, the Uma that is Hatabavakesh Lakor Uma Hachogeges Sholosh Regolim. So the Maral on page 9 discusses this. Whereas he says what the Leket Bar said. In other words, the reason why Rashi is medayik this is because it could have said Sholosh Pa'amim. Do you know Kain Pa'amim Biboy? So that's the catch. Why is this mitzvah? So he says, Yeshlomak, so he says like this. And this is the Yisod. Kiazman, he says, there are three points in time: the beginning, the middle, and the end. And basically, the Gurari, the Maral says, we have in the Jewish calendar three holidays, and the three holidays, you never think about this, but basically, they're all in the summer months. Of course, what we call spring. There's nothing in the winter. I know Yom Tovim are Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So Pesach is the beginning of the summer, Shavuos is the middle, and Sukkos is the end. Because the summer is the time of flourishing. The summer is the time of flourishing. So the Klal Yisrael is the nation that flourishes, and they keep the three parts of the summer, the Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And therefore, in other words, there are no holidays in the winter, because winter, everything withers. The leaves are falling off. It's not the time of flourishing. So he says that's the idea, that Klal Yisrael is Nitzchi. And it has, and to prove that Klal Yisrael is Nitzchi, they keep the three holidays of the months of flourishing. Hamora, Maral says, Nitzchi is Ha'uma. So the Zmanei Simcha are Bereshis Hazman, Vemtzo'o V'Sofo. Ki Argolim Haim Zman Simcha, Simcha Mora Al Shleimus Val Metzias, right to the on page 10. Ve'ovel hu al hefech, hu hefseh dover. But when you lose something, there's avelus. And that's why the holidays, so in the winter months is the months that the, you know, the trees are losing their foliage, etc. But the Sholosh Golim represents the months of flourishing, the Kayama, and that's why we have a holiday in each part of it, the beginning, middle, and end, to focus on that idea. Okay. However, the Shemi Shmuel has a fascinating comment, and he wants to say the following. He bases that on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos on page 11. Kol mi sheyesh biyado shlosh dvarim halalu mitalmidav shel Avram Avinu.
Those
are three core qualities of Avraham in contrast to the three core qualities of Bilam. Avraham Avinu is Ayin Tova, good eye, you're generous, you're kind, that's the Ayin Tova. Ruach Nemucha means that you're not a Balgaiva, with Nefesh. The nefesh shvala. Mitalmidav shalom avabinu. We'll have to see what the difference between ruach nemucha and nefesh shvala is. And in contrast to Bilam, ayin ra is ruach gevoa, the nefesh rechava. These are the three qualities. So the Shemi Shmuel is going to say that each of the Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos represents one of these midos. And that's the midos of, and we'll see how it is, and those are the midos of Klal Yisrael. So let's see. So let's go to the Shemi Shmuel. Yes. Says the Shemi Shmuel, Ki Gisani says Shalosh Rogalim, Barashi Ramaz Lo Atam Bavakis Lekor Umach, Hagei the Shalosh Rogalim Shor. Belikute HaTore Me Arizal, Shebilim Rotsu Lakor Mishrael as Gimel HaRogalim. That Bilam wanted to be okay the Shalosh Rogalim. Yeshu is Bonin, Mai Ulma the Shalosh Rogalim, Yese HaMitzah Shebatore. Why is he so against the Shalosh Rogalim in contrast to any of them? So he says, V'nireb, and the point he's going to make is because the Shalosh Regolim are the core qualities of Klal Yisrael, who were the descendants of Avraham Avinu. V'nireb de Amruzal, Ayin Rav, Ruach Gevoa, V'nefesh Rechava, Mitalmidav Shal Bilam Arosha. And he says, you know what these three are represented? Another Mishnah. Kina, Taiva, V'kovad, Motzimus Adam, and Olam. V'nireb de Gimel Elohim, Kina, Taiva, V'kovad, Shal Motzimus Adam, and Olam. So let's see how it works. Ayin ra'a hikina. There is you're jealous, so you have an evil eye towards somebody. Ruach givoha, that was the next meat of Bilam, he covered. You know, givoha, you want to be high up. The nefesh rechava, so nefesh rechava is taiva, but you have a broad desire. You have a broad desire, and these three things mevim lidei avarazagi v'lo shvichas damim. So he says like this: kina lidei shvichas damim. Somebody's jealous of somebody, so he can kill him. Chas v'shalom. Shvichas damim. Taiva. If you have too much of a taiva, it can bring lidei gila arayis. And kavod could bring to avodah zarah, because the Gemara says ki kol adam sheish lo gasas ruach ki lo ved avodah zarah. Because like a person is covered, he's interested in his own kavod, he wants people to worship him. You know, don't worship God. Worship me. So he says, V'yadua b'maral, Shagimul ha'ovos Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov tiknu as a gimul chatoim eva. U'v'zchusum gimul ha'golim shanosnum koch v'oz v'yisrael ambod nega gimul eva. So let's see how this is all related. Yishlomer osha Pesach u'reishis hachnos yisrael tachas malchus shamayim hefach avod azara. See, Pesach is all about not worshiping avod azara. That's the, yeah, the, if you take a look at the Mechilta here. On page 15. Mishchu kulachem. Mishchu kish, yeah. Rav Yosi Aglil Omer, Mishchu me Avodah Zarah. Whereas, what's the Korban Pesach? Korban Pesach was the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrim. So we're shechting the Avodah Zarah. Mishchu, get rid of the Avodah Zarah. So Pesach represents the opposite of Kavod. And that's why Pesach is not the opposite of Avodah Zarah. Because again, Kavod and Avodah Zarah go together. Because if a person is interested in too much Kavod, then it's all about himself. It's not about the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Pesach is the ultimate idea that we destroy the Korban Pesach, that's the Avodah Zarah. And what do? We eat matzah, which is the low bread, not the inflated bread. So that's what the Shem Yishmul says. Gomorrah, Mishchu Yidei Me'avad Azara, V'kru Lechem Tzon Shol Mitzvah. Bo HaMitzvah Lechol Lechem Oni. That's the Ruach Nechmucha. So Pesach is the Ruach Nechmucha, and it's the opposite of Kavod, and it's the opposite of Avodah Zarah. And that's the opposite of Midas Bilam, that had a Ruach Gevoah, because Bilam is not going to eat matzah. Bilam is all about inflated things. And Shavuos, what does that represent? That's the opposite of Taiva. Why is Shavuos the opposite of Taiva? So there's a famous Rambam in the end of Hilchos Yisurei Biyah on page 20, where the Rambam says, what is the best avenue? A person, his mind is going to always can get filled up with different thoughts. Thoughts about women, thoughts about the taiva. So how do you thwart that? So he says, the way to thwart that, he writes in the third line, in page 20, in Halacha Chaf Aleph, Perek Yuchav Beis, Yisrei Be, Halacha Chaf Aleph, Yifna Atzma Umachshvaso, Le divrei Torah, v'yachiv daito b'chachma. So as you fill up your mind with chachmas haTorah, and that hopefully. So if you don't have, if your mind is not empty, then the thoughts of avodah zarah are not gonna creep in. So, but if you fill your mind up, yachiv daito b'chachma. And it's interesting. I once heard from Ram Shor a quote from the Noam Megadim on page 21. And Noam Megadim says that what's this lashon of the Rambam, page 21? Nei nosim lizbonin ba'imrei kodesh haRambam shelo daylo b'mashakosiv yifne l'atzma b'machshol l'Torah v'yachiv daito b'chochma. First he writes yifne atzma b'machshol l'divrei Torah. You should learn. Then he and he adds v'yachiv daito b'chochma, and that's the way to get out of your mind all these bad thoughts. So he says, what's the added thing of Yachiv Daito B'chochma? Kavona ki alomed b'li iyun, gam shetovu lavir machshavos ros, al kol ze einu kumo mamik mayim. Yachiv Daito means you learn b'iyun. Because when you learn b'iyun, your mind is preoccupied. If you don't learn b'iyun, then it's here, you know, you're not thinking about it too long. And then it's not, you learn b'iyun, it preoccupies your mind. And in Melech, hopefully that will fill the void that you shouldn't have other thoughts. And he says that's pshat in the pasuk in in Parshas Vayetze, page 16, Vatom Rachel, Naftule Elkim, Niftalti Machosi. What is Naftule Naftali? Naftali means a connection. Chibur. Naftule Elkim, Niftalti Machosi. So he says beautifully, the Noam Megadim, that's why. What does the pasuk say? Emor l'chochma achosi at. Right? That's the pasuk in Mishlei, page 17 and 18. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Torah, chochma should be like your sister. Just like it's so clear that your sister's also to you. You can't marry your sister. So too, your knowledge of Torah should have that level of clarity. So Naftul Elkim Neftalti means you have to a chibur with Torah. Dveikus in with Achosi, meaning with the Torah. So that's what Shavuos is about. Shavuos is Kabbalah HaTorah. So Shavuos is to take away Gil Arayos. Because Gil Arayos, that's the Taiva. That's the Ruach Gevoha. The Ruach Nefesh Rechava. That's the Nefesh Rechava. The big taiva. And the only way to combat the taivas is to preoccupy yourself with something else. So that's the Nefesh Rechava. Shavuos ulumas ha-taiva. Remember the Rambam. Shein machshevos arayis miskaberes al b'leiv ponim min ha-chochma. And then we added in what the Noam Megadim is, a short quote from the Noam Megadim, that Yachiv Daito B'Chochma. And we know that the whole idea of Matan Torah was Porish Min Aisha, right? Because the whole idea of putting things in, you know. And then what about Sukkos? Sukkos represents the opposite of Ayin Ra for Kina. Ayin Ra means you're stingy, you look bad upon other people, you're jealous, and Sukkos is the opposite of that. Because Sukkos is the mid of Bitochon, right, where Hashem is taking care of us. Because people are jealous, like people point out, they're insecure. So they're insecure. Like, they think that, like Rav Shechter pointed out, the Gemara in Yuma, everyone has to believe that everyone's getting their chelik in this world. If you don't have something, don't think, oh, he took my chelik. No, he has his chelik, you have your chelik. So if you don't have that bitachon, then you have, like Rav Shechter pointed out, then you're going to have kina. And Sukkos is the opposite of that. So Sukkos is the idea that I'm sitting in the Anani HaKavod and I'm that whatever I need, Hashem is taking care of me. And that's why there's no need to have kinnah, and therefore we take the Dalaminim, which represents everyone is ba'achdus together. So he says, these are the three. So it's a beautiful vort. There's the Ruach, the Ayin Ra, that's Keneged the Kina, right? And that's the Yantav Sukkos. The Ruach Gevoha, that's Keneged the Avodah Zarah, that's Pesach, and that's, right, because the Shval Ruach. And Nefesh Rechava is the Neged the Taiva, and that's Shavuos, which takes us away from Taiva. And he says, So if you look, now he's not finished yet. He says, now if you look at the brachas that Bilam gave in the end, if you look at the three brachas, you'll see how each one represents this, the Shalosh Regalim. Okay, and look on page 22. Shalosh HaBrachas Hein Main Inyan Shalosh Regalim. Ki HaBracha Rishono Hi Am Levadad Yishkon. Vagoyim Lo Yitzchashav. Am levada means that's we were selected as the chosen nation that's not going to worship Avodah Zarah, and we're going to worship Hashem, the sole nation that's worshiping Hashem, that's Bittul Avodah Zarah. The second bracha is Hashem will call Imo Sruas Melech Bo. And the Targum says that the Shechina is coming down to us, that's Matan Torah, when we the Shechina, Vayein Hashem al Har Sinai. Right. And the third bracha is Matovu Alecha Yaakov. Matovu Alecha Yaakov is referring to the Alecha, the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what Sukkos is. Because Sukkos is Sukkos David HaNofalos is the Beis HaMikdash. Sukkos represents the house of Hashem, Dugmas HaMikdash, Havyani HaMel Chadorov, etc. And then it says Kinecholim Nitoyu, the Zara B'mayim Rabim, that where Sukkos we get the Geshem. As you saw, it was Barakim of Mayim. V'yorim v'dam g'malchum v'yish po rebbez al mechemes gog u'magog. And it says, yesh lomar sh'anavu arviz shem edaberes b'mimos ha-mashiach. That's maybe k'neged shmini atzeres. That's k'neged, like Rav David Cohen always says, shmini is losi lovo. Okay, but this is the idea, Rav Osai, of the Sholosh Regolim. So that's why Sholosh Regolim is not just another mitzvah. It's not just another mitzvah in the Torah. It represents the fabric of Klal Yisrael that we have to marchik from Kinetayv Vekovod. That was Rav Shechter's whole Tshuva Drasha, the idea of being Talmidim of Avram Avinu, of not having the Ruach, you know, the Ayin Tova, the Ruach Nemucha, the Nefesh Fela, etc. So the Ayin Tova, the generosity, we're not Makana, the Ruach Nemucha, where we're not Balagaiva, we worship Hashem, we don't want people to worship ourselves. And the Ruach Shvela is we're not Bali Taiva, and that's Shavuos. That we all try to fill ourselves with Torah and not fill ourselves with other taivas. And that's what the three regalim are. All the Osun had to say is this Umma is Mekayim Sholosh Regalim. So on one hand we saw the morale said it, the Sholosh Regalim represent the three parts of the summer. The summer is a time of growth. And the summer is a time of flourishing. Pesach, you know, things flourish. And then in the winter is the withering, so the holidays are in the summer, in the Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos months. And if things flourish, that shows the Jewish people are always going to be flourishing. And they can't be destroyed. So what are you destroying them, trying to destroy them? But it also represents the values of Klal Yisrael. And like Rav Shechter pointed out, if a person has a proper emunah, so then he won't have kinetayva v'kavod. So that's the Musa Haskel, each regal represents something else, and these are the fabric of the Jewish people, the values of the Jewish people. And it's, you know, it's the opposite of the world today, because the world today is all about publicity, all about PR, and worship me, bow down to me. It's all about the I, the me. A thing like that, and these ideas are part of the non-Jewish world and slowly creep into our world as well. So it's very important to realize what's, like Rav Shechter pointed out once, you have to know what's a non-Jewish idea, what's a Jewish idea. So these ideas are the core ideas of the core values of Avram Avinu. And Bez Hashem, that the Mishnah says that we should be Talmidav Shel Avraham Avinu, and not Talmidav Shel Bilam HaRasha. And then the Mishnah says, Talmidav Shel Avraham Avinu Ochlim B'Olam HaZeh V'Ochlim B'Olam HaBa. Shenemar La'anchil O'Vayesh V'Asurim HaMolech. Talmidav Shel Bilam Yorshim Gehenav Yorim Shachas, etc. So we have a good life, both in this world and the world to come. We should inculcate these values of Avraham Avinu, and how each value represents a different value of the Yom Tovim, and Bez Hashem, that we should have a kiyum of the B'Zchus Shalosh HaGolim, and we should have a fulfilling life, a happy and fulfilling life, Lanu L'chol Beis Yisrael.
Very nice for this.